The Chinese government has announced an expansion to its social credit system, pushing for a corporate ranking system that will affect 33 million companies. So what will this mean for Chinese and foreign companies operating on Chinese soil? Isabel Starr reports.
The Chinese government will extend its controversial social credit system to businesses next year, with a corporate ranking system to regulate businesses in China. Associate Professor from the University of New South Wales, Heng Wong, says the Chinese government uses the social credit system to control individuals' behaviour through penalties like blacklisting from air travel due to low rankings.
China's social credit system is being a measure China's government taken in terms of the regulate originally the individuals. So, for example, they happened in whether they have social credits record where you fail to pay off your debts and does not comply with the contract obligations. They may also have blacklisting sanctions, for example, if you cannot travel by air because you have not really complied with the legal obligations. But now they seem to expand to a broader range of entities, like for businesses.
He says businesses will face ongoing monitoring and potential long-term effects from the system. But details on the system, its standards, ranking criteria, consequences, and how these will be applied remains to be seen.
If that's being applied in the future to the foreign businesses or Chinese businesses, it means that the businesses have to understand what are the standards and what are the criteria for their credit systems in connecting and also regulating their behaviors, and also what are the consequences that they may face. It will be different from what happened before. So that's why recently they also have, like, for example, European Chamber of Commerce in China reminding the European companies operating in China to prepare for those kind of possible social credit systems. And this is also be an ongoing exercise because they'll be not monetary once-off. They will be monetary on an ongoing basis for that. So they will have possible long-term impacts on the operation of the businesses. But the details of the social credit systems has not been fully released. So it's not very clear at this stage whether foreign businesses and foreign employees, for example, whether and how they'll be subject to the corporate social credit system. So that is something remain to be seen. But it's likely that they have those kind of system where to rate the companies to see, depending on the rating of their credit. But the methodology has not been disclosed. This involves not only the government at central level, they could also involve the government at local or municipal level. So it remains to be seen how this social credit system will be applied at different levels of governance.
Professor Wong says it's unclear what consequences companies could face for low rankings, but it's likely that it will have a negative impact on their operations.
If they have a poor social credit rating, they may face negative impact from regulatory perspective. The counterpart for the individual, because the social credit system originally applied to the individuals with poor social credit rating, may face the punishment that they cannot take airplanes. They may not able to buy, you know, the high-speed train tickets or go to stay in luxury hotels. So if that's continued to be implemented in that regard, those kind of measures, for example, can be apply for the businesses, so they may have other forms of, say, negative impact on that regarding their operation. But at this stage, it's not very clear what exactly they will apply, but they definitely will have such kind of negative impact on the operation.
He says it may become more difficult for foreign companies to comply with their home country's laws while also complying with stricter Chinese regulations.
It looks like a range of businesses will be subject to those kind of systems. And also the issue about taking into account the cost of the compliance with those kind of regulatory requirements. They also have the issue about how do you comply both not only Chinese law and the systems, the rules, but also how about the rules and governance in your home country. So we'll see what are the implications that for business in the long term. But obviously, the business will face stronger impact in terms of regulatory perspective in Chinese context.
That was Associate Professor Heng Wang from the University of New South Wales speaking to The Wire's Isabel Starr.